The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 7:06 in the morning here on the 26th of June. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Get you into the phone banks here. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Is our stream getting better?
Our stream is getting better.
We had a couple boo-boos this week.
We have a new computer. Well, we brought another computer in. And
is that what that purple thing over there is?
I think that's what it is. It's closed and says, do not touch. Well, we know better than that because every producer in here goes, opens it up, plays with it.
Well, we have weekend shows.
Not
so,
Savannah,
yeah.
Though.
Mondays are always crazy because there's been, 23 shows over the weekend.
Something like that. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Are you wearing that San Diego...
This is my team.
That's your team.
How was your hike last night at Whiskey Town?
Oh, it's great.
She did a late night hike, and did you go to the falls?
Yeah, we went to Brandy Creek Falls and hung out by the water for a little bit and got home around 10:30.
Oh, no, that's reasonable.
Well, you were really out late last night.
Yes.
You know what? I don't remember you asking if you could be out past 10, young lady.
All right. Curfew.
Anyway. Hey, what's the weather look like? You know, I think we're cooling off here today.
Well, it's currently 78 degrees, and you know this is that time of year where in the next 2 hours on our show, you'll see the temperature creeping up to our highs today. The predicted highs today are 112, with our lows tonight is partly cloudy with 74. Now, as we go to the weekend, through the weekend, the projection calls for a high of 107 on Saturday and 101 on Sunday. When we get through Monday and Tuesday goes up back to 111, and Wednesday's 110, where Thursday is back to 113. So a lot of things go with the responsibility of the heat, and that is to make sure that you do your morning duties in the morning, keep hydrated, and for definitely sure, don't think that you're going to take your pets for an afternoon walk
or leave me in the car.
Have them in direct heat.
That's right. You know what? In fact, it's Friday, so we know what we have. We have our pet of the week from Haven Humane.
Very exciting.
And
we have Bear.
We have everybody here. We have Spencer and Danica.
Good morning, Spencer.
And we have Mark Story, who is here. He is acting in an advisory capacity, but also he's the driver, and he cleans up after the dog. And we have the cleanup materials right outside.
So
there,
Mark Story and Danica, and of course our dog and our pet of the week, Bear. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about Bear.
He is a 3-year-old shepherd mix, and he knows sit, lay, and he knows up and down.
Is this your first time of being a Camp Love a Pet?
Yes.
And what inspired you to take some summertime and do this?
Because I love animals. I love all kinds of animals.
Did you hear about Haven Humane? Have you known about Haven Humane before? How did you find this program?
I got my dog Phil from Haven Humane.
Oh, cool. So then you liked him so much, you thought, oh, okay, we love that. So are there a certain age group of the kids that can't love a pet?
Yeah.
All right. And so how old are you?
I'm 11.
You're 11. I love that. So, you're having this nurturing process for you and giving love and attention and helping to teach a pet to be a better animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Bear. What would you tell those people listening right now who Bear is? Bear is a... about 35, 45? How many pounds would you think Bear would be?
70.
Oh, okay, more like, okay. So he's a hardy animal. And how has it been training him?
It's been really fun, actually, because I've never really spent time with a big dog.
Okay, all right. Well, Spencer, do you have? Wait, thank you so much, Danica. I love that. Just the
he's a nice
the interaction
dog.
With kids,
the dog came in.
Young ladies.
I'm sorry.
Young men.
He is a great dog all the way around. Bear has learned so much since he's been with us. He had kind of an unfortunate situation when he first came into our shelter. He was an owner surrender. They had a hard time keeping him contained, you know, but we haven't had any issues with Bear. He's been great with all other animals, dogs and cats combined. He's been great during the Camp Love a Pet program, and I'll tell you what, he's actually learned quite a bit during this whole process.
Look at this dog. He's sitting there with his head on Danica's leg. And it'll, you know how a dog's tongue comes out on the side of his mouth when they're real happy, when you know, like they're, and that's the way he is. And he's just sitting there going, you know, life's good. Life's good.
He's loving it.
Well, don't you think it's like with any other pet? They just want to be loved, and they do need direction. And so, you know, teaching them that they do have boundaries and with love is just a good thing. He's got healthy teeth. Wait, how old do you think he is? Two?
We have him as about three.
Okay.
And how is he rated with children?
He's rated for kids 8 and older. And I think that could even go down a little bit, you know, especially after he's had all of this training. When he first came in, he was a little bit more bouncy than he is right now, and he's calmed down quite a bit and come around a lot.
Yeah, Mark Story's here, CEO of Haven Humane.
Yeah, and I can't keep quiet for long, you know that.
There's a microphone.
Yeah, Danica has done great with Bear. Bear's just a very calm dog for a big dog. The reason he's 8 and up is just because he's a big dog, so he could knock down a kid.
Yeah.
But we would definitely... If you have kids that are under 8, we would definitely just do a meet and greet with the kids, and I think he'd probably be fine. But Danica is one of 18 kids in camp. We have 18 kids and 18 dogs this time. Normally it's 16. We went up a little because we had some more people interested.
Great.
And they've been working with the dogs for 2 weeks, and tomorrow is graduation, so they graduate tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and anybody's welcome to come out to Haven to see the graduation. It's really pretty neat to watch them and the dogs and the interaction and what they've taught them. And right now we have... 5 out of the 18 dogs adopted with hopefully a 6 this morning, and then hopefully we're going to get all the rest of them adopted very quickly, including Bear.
Now, Danica, have you taught Bear a special trick?
Yeah, I've taught him up and down, like on a bench.
Up and down on a bench. So what's that mean?
Like, I have him go up on a bench, I have him sit down, then I have him go down.
Wait, can you do that on the table here?
Do you want him to do that on your table?
No, we don't.
Can you do that in Savannah's lap?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay, all right. Well, we won't do that then. Kenny, this is really, okay, this dog is just a love bug over there. I can't believe it. And he's happy, he's quiet, it's everything. Okay, how do we get Bear?
So you could stop by her shelter at 7449 East Side Road. We're open Monday through Saturday between 11 and 5. Or you could give us a call at 241-1653, and we would love for Bear, and we'd love you to just stop by and meet Bear or any of our other great dogs. We've got, like Mark was saying, we have 5 out of the 18 camp dogs adopted, and our goal is always to get all of them adopted.
It's a good dog. You know, good dog to be walking along the river trail with and things like that. Yeah.
And good lead-in, thank you. Today we're actually taking all of the kids to Turtle Bay, and they're going to be walking on the river trail with the dogs. At about 9:30, we're going to have all 18 kids, all 18 dogs walking, parading across the sundial. And I think we're going to cut the walk a little shorter this year just because it's going to be pretty hot.
Oh, you think?
But they walk, and then actually dogs get to go down and get exposed to the river a little bit on a long leash. And Captain Smith watches them very closely. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And then they'll be back to Haven, ready to be adopted at probably 11 o'clock or so.
You know, I get this feeling that this dog, if you were sitting in a chair, would be over there with its head in your lap next to you, just kind of looking at you going, okay, here I am, you know, I love you.
He sure would.
This is great. Okay, hey, thanks a lot. And Danica, thank you.
Thank you, too.
For doing this. I mean, this is it's time, you know, you took time to do this, and it's obviously it's working on this great dog. But it's good. I think it's good for you too. You got something out of this, right?
Yeah.
So okay.
Are you going to write a story about it?
Probably. Yeah.
I think you would. I bet you she's a writer and a reader. I just got that about you. Yeah. I thought when she goes back to class and schools begin, she's going to talk about my summer as a camp. I just can see it. You know, write a story and everybody's going to love it. Yeah. We want to see it when it happens.
Okay.
Okay, promise?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital for the last 3 years in a row, and that's in America. That's not just in California. It's one of the top 100 hospitals in the nation. And their cardiac unit is in the top 50. Shasta Regional means treating people well. 70 years. They had their anniversary year a couple weeks ago. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for log and shake oil. We have it in a 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations. At the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights. Energy.
Get ready, Northern California fight fans. The NorCal Tough Man competition is coming to Reading at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Room Fights presents the NorCal Tough Man competition, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. Saturday night, July 25th, featuring tough local and regional fighters going to war, fighting a battle, up to $1,000 in prize money for each weight class. And yes, we've got ladies fights too. Don't miss this event. This event will sell out, so get your tickets now, online or at the River Club. Gold section just $40, bronze only $30, and $20 for silver seating. Great entertainment is happening at Wind River Resort and Casino with the NorCal Tough Man Competition. Live Saturday night, July 25th. Doors open at 6:30, with fights starting at 7:30. For competitor information, call Mike Brown, 541-826-2127, or visit RogueFights.com. Must be 21 to attend this event. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better at the river.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460, the 26th. Of June, 7:18 in the morning. It's currently 78 degrees. We just had on Pet of the Week from Haven Humane, and Bear was in the house, if you're just tuning in. So it's a really cool program, 11-year-old Danica. You know, it's good to see these kids. You know, you always think about, we don't know about this generation. Well, you know, this gal is taking her summer months and doing something really positive in putting, not only I think does the dog, she trained the dog, but the dog, you know what I mean, it's an interactive thing, and to have this, you know, wonderful Haven Humane who really tries to place their pets, and I think this is a very positive program, Camp Love a Pet, and kids come and they get to train these animals. I think it's empowering. Every way you look at it, it's very empowering. So we went out afterwards, and she had her little treats and her little clicker, and that dog was sitting and standing and laying. It was great.
I know. I like the one when she goes, the Bob, and the dog runs over and No, I'm just kidding. Hey, a lot of things going on this week and next week and all this, but a week from today, we're going to be on location at Crown Motors for the 239th birthday of the United States of America, of course. But we're going to be down there interviewing veterans and some from the veterans' home from World War II. We're going to be talking to immigrants who have been in this country, who have come to this country legally, succeeded, and talk to them about what they love about this country. And we'll also be doing, of course, our, you know, our Haven Humane Pet of the Week down there. So we're going to be down at Crown Motors. They're having a huge sale down there. Every car, every vehicle they've got is on sale.
Bet you want to see the new truck, everything. The new Ford truck.
Oh, you know what? I love them. Crown Motors is your local Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Come on down. Just come on down. And it's going to be early, so just come on down. Bring a coffee. Sit around. Talk. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. And it's going to be a upbeat type of day unless something horrible happens out and we have to talk about it. Anyway, that's next week at Crown Motors. You know what? Great place. You're local. It's your local Ford, Dodge, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Okay. And you know what else, too? Crown Motors really likes veterans. That guy, you know, Steve down there, I mean, he says, you got anything going on with veterans, just bring it to me. And he has backed that up every time. And I can't say enough about that. So, okay. In the world, you know what? Terrorist attacks. This is three terrorist attacks in Europe and Africa. France had a car ram the gate of a chemical plant and it exploded and all this, but on the gate they found a decapitated head and flags with Islamic writings on it. In Kuwait they had a mosque with a car bomb that exploded, killed a number of people. But I think the worst was in Tunisia. Tunisia is a playground for Europe. When I was living and working in Croatia, a lot of the people, you know, my secretary and a lot of the women and a lot of the people from Croatia, plus all parts of Europe, would go to Tunisia because they have such great beaches and their hotels were really good hotels, and it was, you know, I mean, it was inexpensive, but it is still a place where a lot of tourists go to. Well, yesterday, two terrorists walk out onto the beach with assault rifles, Russian assault rifles, true assault rifles, meaning that they were automatic, and they killed 27 people, wounded many others. Now, the security forces got down there immediately, and this is what they said, immediately, killed one of them, chased the other one away. But it doesn't take long, as we know. And this has been the worst terrorist attack in Tunisia ever. If you remember last year, they were attacked, and I think 18 people were killed in a museum. A number of people killed in a museum. All of this terrorism action. Now we talk about, you know, all this, our war, you know, all these things that we've done and all this, and we're cutting back on the strength of our military. Terrorist attacks have exploded last year, if I can say that, tongue in cheek, but they have, with many more deaths and doubled the amount they've had before. Terrorism is not going away. You've got ISIL, which is their whole life. Their whole life is to kill those who are not Islamic terrorists, jihadists. And they don't care if it's their own people. They love to kill all the Americans, but they don't care. So this is going on here. So it is absolutely a tragedy. These things are going on. We've had small bites here. The Boston terrorist, the jihadist terrorist, an Islamic terrorist, sentenced to death. Said, I'm really sorry that all this happened and, you know, and all these people were hurt. Like, you know, like that makes up for it. Just, you have a series of attacks everywhere. Looking at the lone wolf attacks, I mean, you can go back years that we've been attacked in this country. All right. SB 277, Senate bill. 277. The vaccine bill has cleared this California Assembly. Thousands and thousands of people are fighting this. This is the vaccine bill that would force parents to vaccinate their children if they are to go to school, private or public. If you want to homeschool your kid, fine. This is based on, and this came, it was based on a measles outbreak that sickened 100 people. Caught it started at Disneyland. Most tourists from Mexico. So, you know, they're saying, well, we've got to protect, you know, got to protect our children.
Well, how can you do that when you never know who you're standing next to, well, and where they're from, and if they've been inoculated.
Well, that's what they're saying. Well, but if you vaccinate your child, no matter what you believe, the state is telling you what to do with your child, saying that they have to be vaccinated. There's many, many, many people that believe vaccines are the cause of problems. Now, it's never been proven. If you look at other things, I'm trying to give both sides here. But, you know, that you've got studies after studies that say, no, there's nothing, you know, vaccines don't cause this problem. Then you have parents and other educators and other medical professionals that say, well, wait a minute, we don't know that for sure. You have a child that gets vaccinated 30 times by the time they're four. You know, what kind of impact does this have on their body?
There was a wonderful interview on one of our local shows this past weekend. It was a parent who had called in. I believe it was on Maria Salas's show.
On her show,
yes.
Yeah.
And he was calling in, and it was about his 15-month-old son at that time. And there was a name he used about he was challenged after this. They could trace all of the problems he had after the vaccination.
Yeah, I talked to him
about
that.
His children had to have, even though they knew that there was a possibility the next child may have something in their DNA, they still had to vaccinate their children. Now, see, for me, that would make me feel like I was living in almost like communistic rule, like you have to do this, even though you may know you may die or your child may die. His son didn't die, but they've had challenges, health challenges with him for the rest of his life. They've had to change their lives, of course, in order to help this child along and take
right.
care of him. But they think it just traced back to when he had these vaccinations and how his body reacted at the age of 15 months.
Yeah, and so... But I think the bottom line, what everybody's fighting against here, is the state overreaching its authority, and they're not sure that Brown's going to even sign this act. But again, people vote along party lines. You know, this is not a good idea. That forcing people to do this, or your kids can't go to school. What I mean, if I want to send Savannah to a private school, that private school has their standards. So I want to send Savannah to a private school, and I pay my money for her to go to a private school. I should be able to do that. I'm not in the public schools now. I am not in the public schools. I'm not into the schools that are taking money from the state and all these. This is a private school. Why are you taking that right of me away to send my child to a private school? I don't understand that. If you want to make it for public schools, that's fine. But then if a person cares about it and looks at it like this, said, well, you know what, we're gonna get to a private school here, and we'll make it work somehow. This, to me, is such an overstep, and this has nothing to do with vaccine. This has to do with the government really reaching into your family. You know, it's like we were talking the other day where a child 12 years and up can get an abortion and your parents are never told about it. That to me is a big overreach into what's happening into your family. I mean, what if that child was molested by somebody? You know, but they're so scared to tell. You know, they just I don't know what to do. And so instead of talking, they opt for that, and they're 12. I mean, come on. When did it become a spot where the state could do that? Anyway. I know you guys.
Also in the news, something that is just a tragedy. So we need to pray for this gentleman's family. So young to have died, and he was so brilliant. And the article says the Southern California Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Thursday that Oscar-winning composer James Horner was the pilot killed in a plane crash this week, and the death has been ruled an accident. The cause of Horner's death was blunt force trauma from the crash, and he was 61 years old. Titanic and Avatar, just a few of the movies this man composed. I mean, you can just know when you think about the Titanic, you know, the list goes on. His plane crashed and burned in a remote area of Los Padres National Forest, about 100 miles northwest of Los Angeles. So we do put our wishes out to James Horner from the Titanic And, you know, that's just a few of what he has done. We'll be playing some music as our outro, just in honor of this phenomenal composer who's so, you know, through our minds and our lives had composed so many beautiful soundtracks to so many Academy Award winning or just award winning movies.
You know, one of those movies that I would like to see again is Avatar.
Me too. We
saw it 3D
and kept grabbing the stuff coming by our eyes.
I cowered a couple of times when the spirits
I'd like
were
to
coming.
See it again, too.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down to Espresso Joe's for cold drinks. They have cold drinks. They've got beer. They've got it all. Plus the great coffees, and walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium you're going to find in the North State. And then a walk-in humidor, which is just full of just outstanding selections there. And veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. All of this in a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew. Well, let's take off and let's go out with Titanic.
I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you: Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family helping family.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReddingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Friday, and it's going to be only 112 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, 365-3793. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across the street from Sierra Gibbs. And Leonard has the finest selection of jewelry you're going to find anywhere in Northern California. And if he doesn't have it, all you have to do is ask and give him a couple of days. He's got contacts all over the world that he can get it in there. State jewelry is what he concentrates on. But he has a lot of good turquoise and a lot of other things. And the only trained watch repairman in all of this area is at Four Winds Jewelry. He can break a watch down, rebuild it, or you can probably build one from scratch. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Give him a call at 222-2750.
Yep. You know, remember, he's always changing his...
You can never tell what he...
Yeah, he's always got new stuff in, so...
That's right. You need to go down there.
We're in 2 weeks ago. We walk in today, there'll be different things out in the cases. Speaking of beauty, our next guest is Haley Sadler, who is the assistant theater manager for the Cascade Theater. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you look so alive and ready to embrace the world.
The 112-degree weather.
Summer, yeah. You're here to talk about the summer-fall season programs that are going to be happening at the Cascade.
Yeah, we're just about getting ready to kick off our new season. So our first show opens July 10th with Clint Black. So in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today, so country great Clint Black will be here. So we're excited to start off our new season. And then we have Lyle Lovett and his large band on July 15th coming up. So those are our big July shows.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, Lyle Lovett actually held the record for a long time of one of the fastest-selling shows at the theater when he was there before. So
my goodness. I saw him in Sacramento, and it was, you know, one of those shows that you don't want to sit down. It was surprising how entertaining he was. And the band... And the backup singer, I can't think of her name right now. She has her own following there in out of Texas, and it's just he was so hot, and Clint Black as well. It's just really nice to be able to see these artists in a smaller venue with great acoustics, and you right up and close, and you feel like it's like just a fabulous venue to see people in.
Yeah, absolutely. And with his large band, they definitely fill up the stage, so it will be two fun evenings of music.
So those are two that are happening in July. Mm-hmm. Let's continue on, and then let's share with our listeners that I think you have like a summer or a series package that you can buy. There's some kind of buy your tickets now, and you get...
We had our big membership drive, which is actually over, so all tickets are on sale to the public now for everyone. But
And you can become a member, though.
Yeah, you can still become a member, and that gets you any shows we add on. You get to buy them before the general public, and you also have ticket exchange privileges, so if you can't make it to a show for whatever reason, we'll exchange your tickets. Otherwise, all sales are final. So.
Well, that's really wonderful. And so how much does it cost to become a member?
It's a minimum $50 donation, and we count it as a donation. We're a nonprofit, so it's tax deductible, and you're helping us out. Those membership donations really help us keep the theater updated and get a lot of the great stuff.
Well, that's really fantastic because you have been famous for having big add-on shows.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, it's not in your program, but coming, you know, in... 1 month is, you know, somebody who's actually, we call it routing through, right?
Right.
They're routing from the large city, and they come here. And so those are the kinds of things that happens when you become a member, that you get in on the advantage of that.
Yeah, you get the inside scoop before we announce it to everyone else. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, so what else do we have up our sleeves?
Well, our first show in August, I'm actually really excited about. It's the Watkins Family Hour, which the name doesn't ring a bell for a lot of people, but it's Sarah and Sean Watkins of Nickel Creek. So Nickel Creek rings bells for people. And then Fiona Apple is with them as well. So some really superstars coming in for that show. It's actually a cheap show. Tickets are $29 to $39. And their keyboard player is actually the same keyboard player with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, that's going to be great.
And then they always have special surprise guests. So we actually don't even know yet who it's going to be, but... they started with a show in L.A. every month, and people like Jackson Browne would come in and sit down with them. So we're really excited to see who they decide to bring with them to
the Cascade. So how fun. They probably hop on a bus with their buddies and say, hey, let's just go out and tour for 3 or 4 days. And we're going to drive up here. We're going to see that. We're going to drive there. And, oh, that's when the best concerts happen then.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are very excited about that show. That's going to be a great surprise performance. So Watkins Family Hour, look out for them. Definitely get your ticket.
And the date for that?
That is August 16th.
Oh, gosh, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I'm just paying attention here.
I'm just wondering if you wanted to come in and have a question.
No.
Chris Isaac, August 19th. So he is back at the theater, another one of our great shows that we've had. He is selling out very quickly. So if you are into Chris Isaac, you need to get on that right away. Same with Dwight Yoakam, who's actually the next day, August 20th. He's almost sold out already. So
Dwight
be sure
Yoakam.
To...
Are we going? Does it seem like we're going into a more of a country western type thing here?
We do have a little bit of a country heavy season
but
this year.
But country's big out here, though.
Country is big
and
in Shasta County.
And if you sell them out... You know, maybe that's not a bad idea then.
Yeah. Yeah, we do try to keep it well-rounded, diverse. But, yeah, country in Reading is very popular. But we have, you know, our musicals, our spring and Christmas musicals, Momix, which is like an acrobatic type show.
Momix, is that kind of like one of the, what is it, the ones they have in Las Vegas, like O and... Circus Soleil. Is that kind of like that?
Yeah, kind of like
it's
that.
Kind of like from what I saw that, when people up in the on aerial type things,
yes.
It looked like.
Yeah.
You know, that was good too. You know, the thing about the Cascade Theater is that you have so many different offerings there, and it's not terribly expensive. It's air conditioned.
Yes.
Which is good. Easy in and out, parking all around there. The theater itself does so much for the community. And just an example of that is the Saturday night at One Safe Place is having the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I think there's still tickets available for that too. So
yeah, there are still tickets available for that. We definitely try to keep it community centered. I mean, that's what the theater was for. So. We actually just started a fund for a lot of nonprofits want to come in and use the theater and then realize, wow, it's actually pretty expensive. It's an old building. So we're actually starting a grant program. So we're having a separate donation fund, and then nonprofits can apply for that to help offset the costs for their event there. So that's something we just started it. So the funds are low now, but we're working to build that up so we can help bring more community events, people who couldn't normally afford to have their shows at the theater to come in, and we'd help offset the cost for that.
That's a wonderful thing because, you know, I remember looking for concert venues for when I wanted to do Martinis with Santa. And, you know, when you start looking around, like you said, it's like, well, it's not just $5. I mean, it's by the time you turn the lights on and you have, there's, you know, insurance.
Right.
There's the people that have to come with the turning the lights on. And I mean, it becomes like, wow, it's just like anything else, buying a house. Wow, there you have to pay this tax and that kind of, but it's all good. So I'm so glad you guys are doing the grant. That makes my heart feel warm. So let's go back. You have Chris Isaac, who again has sold out shows across the country several times, popular, and he's so much more than just a musician. He's a personality in the sense that he's been on stage, film. And just entertaining, a beautiful voice. So Chris Isaac is Cascade at what, on what date?
August 19th.
Okay, again, we have all these August, like, killer shows.
Yeah,
and Dwight Yoakam, okay.
The very next night, August 20th.
Oh, my goodness.
So how does that work when you've got two big names back-to-back? Chris Isaac, so I guess they're different types, though. So.
Yeah, it's a different audience. There's some overlap, but they're both doing, like I said, they're both doing really well, so...
And people probably want to go to both. You know, the people who love music go, hey, two nights of concerts, yeah.
Yeah. It makes it for a crazy week at the theater.
Kind of like Sturgis, honey.
Really?
Music every night.
Are you going to have Steppenwolf there?
We Wouldn't that be great?
Women walking around with leather chaps and just a thong.
Well, you never know.
Never can tell if you're a Dwight Yoakam, because I've heard that he does that sometimes. So, hey, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair, located out of Market Street, a better-known business. And he's located at 3208 Market Street. Fix anything from chips in your windshield, little bitty chips, to cracks over 2 feet in length. Can't beat that. And like I said, it's a better-known business. He guarantees his work. You can't do better than that. You give Jeff Worst a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. It's Friday. It's right now, it's about, what would we say, 82 degrees, or is it still 78? It's got to be 80 here someplace. Someplace in the world. No, I'll just say 80. And it's going to go up to 112 today. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for bringing us the weather report, but not the weather. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Up Firearms Instruction, with Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors. You want the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California, you go to Ted Leidy in Northern Firearms Instruction. And if you sign up and you're a local, you will get, if you don't have a firearm, they will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition to take the basic course. And maybe you don't know, a lot of times the ladies come in, they don't quite have that gun picked out, or their husbands or loved ones pick out the gun for them, and it just doesn't work. So then in Northern Firearms Instruction, then we'll provide an instructor to help you select that weapon that you can carry. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822 to Ted Leidy. And the Supreme Court of the United States has just announced that same-sex marriage is constitutional. So, which means is that the 36 states are, you know, that have, you know, the people have voted against it,
banned it,
or just said no. We our definition of marriage is male female.
So, does this mean that anybody in anywhere, any same-sex couple throughout the United States now can legally walk through the door as man and wife, or man
but
and man,
saying
or
is you cannot,
partners, or
you cannot make it illegal for it. So it's a constitutional right for same-sex marriages, and that's what it says.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, currently 81 degrees in the downtown studio. It's going to be hot. The temperature calls for a very hot day with our temperatures around 112. Partly cloudy tonight with 74. If you're just tuning in, we are with a very special guest today, Haley Sadler from Cascade Theater. I wanted to just remind you about the weather right now. It's currently, again, 81. Tomorrow calls for a hot day of 107, and Saturday's 101. Throughout the next 7 days, our temperatures are around anywhere between 101 and 113. So be mindful of the hot temperatures. We talked earlier about no pets in the car, children in the car, elderly people in the car, people in the car. Very dangerous to be sitting in the car. So try to stay in cool areas. Libraries are a very good place to go. Of course, the mall, movie theaters. But try to stay out of the sun and keep yourself hydrated. It is 7:50 on the 26th of June. And again, let's go back to our special guest, Haley Sadler, from Cascade Theater. Jim Belushi's coming into town.
Yes, he is. August 28th, Jim Belushi and his band, The Sacred Hearts. So a great blues show with a guy with a lot of energy. So
he's a trip.
You know, I mean, I don't know what kind of guy this is, but he always seemed like he's kind of had his feet on the ground.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, everybody knows about his brother and, you know, that burnout quick. But he always seemed like, you know, even though, you know, he's played all different types of characters, comedians, bad guys, and now the music part of it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Hey, do we have anything with, like, water on the stage? I'm just wondering. Okay, no, like, you know, big pool and people can, okay.
No.
Can we go back into the Jim Belushi just for a moment?
Yeah.
Because we do know that is a special fundraiser for a new theater that you are partnering with.
Yeah, so our sister theater, the Holly Theater in Medford, Oregon, they're working on the same project as the Cascade, an old theater that was going to get demolished, and they decided, no, we're going to renovate it, do it all over again, just like the Cascade. So Jefferson Live, who actually is the LLC that oversees the Cascade, they took that over, and they're working on that. So this event, actually, Jim Belushi came to the Holly Theater. He had moved to the Rogue Valley, and he wanted to get involved in his community, and he picked the Holly Theater. So he's donating this show.
Wow.
He's doing one show at the Edenville Winery in Oregon, and then the next night he's coming here to the Cascade and doing a show here, and all the proceeds go to that theater's restoration project.
And he has a band with him called the Sacred Heart. So if you get the Cascade booklet, that looks like a kind of a crazy wild bunch too.
Yeah, and if you look up their shows on YouTube and go to our website, there's some clips there. It's definitely a fun high energy type of group.
Okay, so that's going to be a fundraiser for the Holly Theater out of Medford. We like to see these old theaters be restored. I mean, being here in Reading when the Cascade was being restored, and you were able to go up and to see how they were putting the gold and uncovering those murals.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. It was like that's what you talked about when you went out. they found those murals. They were, you know, because that was filled with popcorn, I think. Popcorn stuck to the ceiling, you know, the kind of spray on.
Yeah. And a really ugly paint.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was black.
Yeah, whoever painted that over.
What's the what acts haven't you been able to get that you really like to bring here, or at least as of right now?
Yeah, we are striving to bring the younger audience to the Cascade. So a lot of people.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, not quite.
I remember.
But we've had Cake at the theater, The Fray. Jason Mraz was there, and those shows do wonderfully, and to bring those types of artists to the theater, and they love it here. Once they're here, they love it, so that's great. We're trying for Chris Cornell this year, but that didn't work out. But we keep trying. And
how about Fluff? We need Fluff.
Fluff?
How about Meatloaf?
Oh, my gosh. We would stand in line for him.
I would go to Meatloaf.
You would go to Meatloaf?
He lost his voice. That's an interesting thing. He lost his voice, and he's come back. What about
he lost his voice years ago, and his wife stood by him, and he came back.
He came
back. Because there was, we play cuts off his tracks here, and I've had his albums for years. And I just find him an amazing singer, but he's got to be almost teamed up with that guy that wrote his first album, because he's the only one that can sing for this guy. Mm-hmm. But Meatloaf kind of would go to Odor. Maybe you could do like heavy rock not heavy rock, but the old. Again, you're talking about younger people, and here I'm going back to Steppenwolf those guys with the Magic Carpet Ride. And
how about the comedian? We were talking about Iglesias. I mean, he's so big right now, I don't know. You remember Iglesias, and he calls himself Fluff? That's who I was talking about. Gabriel Iglesias would be like,
Or the ventriloquist that, it says, I kill you! With the abdomen,
very expensive show.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because we were looking at,
these are major stars.
We were looking at, like people like Dennis Miller coming in, and he wants a lot of money up front. Mm-hmm. And so by the time you walk through all of this, it's, we're going to have to charge too much for tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, we also, try to get speakers, interesting speakers. I know the Civic had Laura Bush a while ago. We tried to get those, but,
Well, they had Sarah Palin. I tell you what, they had to sell that twice at the Civic. They had to sell it twice. I don't, that's all my...
And Mark, the guy who wrote that book that was fabulous, Lone
Marcus
Survivor.
Marcus Luttrell
from
Lone Survivor. Something like that, when we just did the Restrepo, I don't know if you remember, we did Restrepo a couple years ago and filled up the Cascade.
Yeah.
Then with that young man that was in the movie. Mm-hmm. So I think that you're always kind of trying to say, okay, have you all ever made, you don't have to say who the act was, but have you ever made this was a mistake?
Yeah, every season we have a show like that. I mean, when you have 40 shows in a year, they're not all going to be sellouts. We try to balance it throughout the year so those don't come as much of a hit.
And then everybody looks at each other. Who thought this one up? Does that happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course it does. Oh, my gosh. Because you think, this is really a great idea. People are going to like this. There's 30 people out here in the audience.
Right. those 30 people love it.
Yeah, they do. Hey, go tell your friends.
Yeah.
Now, Haley, we were talking about, and there's wonderful acts again coming up that are just absolutely wonderful. But now, also, you have a series of opera.
Yes.
And can you share with our listeners, it's not necessarily, are the opera companies coming, or is it one of these? Tell us what the experience is going to be.
Yeah, so we have four operas. It's the San Francisco Opera. It's the HD Cinema Series, so it's Blu-ray. So it's not the live opera because we're not big enough for that. But it's a really great opportunity to have a different experience in Reading. We went back and forth if we wanted to continue the opera series, but it's just really loved by a lot of people, and we wanted to keep bringing that back to those people who enjoy it. So it's four shows a year. You can purchase them individually, or you can get the whole package. I think one show, it's $20, or you can get all four shows for $68.
So you have Showboat.
There's Showboat, Susanna, Cinderella, and Norma this year are the four
operas. So you're sitting right here in Reading watching... it's an HD. So it's a pre-taped, or are you actually going to the live opera?
It's pre-recorded.
So it's pre-recorded, but still, you're having this experience like you're at the opera.
Yes.
It's great.
Yep, and you don't have to drive 3 hours.
I see in the movie theaters, they have these, these classic films they bring back. Have you thought about doing something like that, on those days you don't have things playing? Would it be worth having like a classic, like a mystery series of the Sam Spade, the Maltese Falcon, and a couple of those, as a on a, you know, like one of those, a series of that.
Yeah, like movie night.
Yeah, like a movie night, but they're classics, that have withstood the test of time.
Right.
There's not a lot of them. I would say Gone with the Wind, but maybe not right now. but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, right there, and that people can come down and watch it on big screen again.
Yeah.
And maybe an introduction at who these people are and how it was written and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, movie nights are always fun, easy thing for us to do at the theater. So throwing one of those together, we love suggestions what the community wants to see, because that's kind of where our struggle is what, you know, for those older movies, what are they going to come see?
Well, we're in our last 20 seconds here. Thank you so much for being here
with us. Thanks for having
me. There's so many things going on. We haven't even touched on all of them. And that's a good idea. Maybe a survey. What would you like to see at the Cascade?
Yeah, go onto our website, cascadetheater.org, or give us a call, 243-8877.
And remember, there's still tickets for Dancing with the Stars.
And a fabulous, wonderful season ahead of us. Thank you so much. We'll see you tomorrow night, or Saturday night, actually. That's tomorrow night for Dancing with the Stars. Haley Sadler, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coming up, Nigel Skeet. What is this homeless rock star event? You'll find out in just a minute.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those.
Five to four. Dissenters included Justices Thomas, Scalia, and Alito.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. Not a happy day, meanwhile, for supporters of a traditional and biblical view of the marriage union. Those like Ed Vitagliano with the American Family Association.
We never really believed this day could come in America, that a country that was founded on the Judeo-Christian worldview could have rejected it so utterly and completely.
The outcome is a culmination of two decades of Supreme Court litigation over marriage and the broader issue of legal rights for homosexuals in America. French authorities say one person has been beheaded in an attack and explosion at a gas factory in the southeastern part of the country. And former director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Michael Lader, told NBC's Today Show this will not be the last attack of its kind in France.
This is going to be an ongoing effort by the French, and I expect that we will see more small attacks like this, regardless of what sort of laws and pressure the police put on these groups.
Meanwhile, ISIS has claimed responsibility for a deadly explosion that struck a Shiite mosque in Kuwait's capital city after Friday prayers. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Acura is recalling about 106,000 SUVs because an air conditioner pulley can fall off, creating a hazard for other motorists.
The Honda luxury brand says the recall covers 2014 and 2015 MDX SUVs. The air conditioner clutch drive bolt can loosen or break, which could cause a pulley to fall onto the vehicle. Acura says no crashes or injuries have been reported. The problem was discovered through warranty claims. Dealers will replace the bolt at no cost to owners. Acura says it will start notifying owners in late July. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Meanwhile, safety regulators are taking a closer look at some F-150 pickups. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says its probe covers about 250,000 pickups from the 2011 and 2012 model years with the 3.5-liter six-cylinder engines in them. The power brake assist, they say, can fail on some of those models. This is SRN News. Univision is dropping the Miss USA pageant, and the company says it will cut all business ties with the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who was involved, as Jeremy House reports.
Univision says it's ending its Spanish-language coverage of the pageant on July 12th by its Unimas network. It's also severed its business relationship with the Miss Universe organization due to what the company called insulting remarks about Mexican immigrants by Trump, a part owner of Miss Universe. Trump says his criticism was directed against U.S. policymakers and not the Mexican government or people. He adds Univision would be defaulting on its contract if it doesn't air the pageant, and he'll be taking legal action. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Consumer sentiment rose this month to the highest level since January, suggesting that spending will strengthen this year. The University of Michigan says its consumer sentiment index rose to 96.1 this month, up from a reading of 90.7 in the month of May. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is Friday, June the 26th, 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Weather today looks like?
Currently 82 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to call for a hot day. The forecast calls for 112. Get ready for that. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 74. Saturday is 107. Sunday's 101. As we look down the list here, we go back to Tuesday at 111 through Thursday, which is 113. So we're calling for high temperatures throughout the next 7 days. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They're locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts.
Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning. There's something going on tomorrow.
Yes, it is. And I just wanted to let people know that it's usually 10 degrees cooler in Shasta Lake City, where we will be having Jefferson in the Park at Claire Ringel Park on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. If you've got questions about the state of Jefferson, how that would work, what things would change, what things would be better, come on out. We're going to have Mark Baird is our speaker. Bring your own seating because it is in the park. But there's plenty of shade there. There'll be food. We'll have some music. And we'll just have a great time Saturday night. Invite everybody to come on out.
Okay, Sally. State of Jefferson is out there. The city of Shasta Lake has invited it out, and it's going to be a big party out there.
It is.
All right. Thanks a lot,
Thank
Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Now, Friday, so people come strolling in here. Jake Mangus.
Good morning, Jake.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Carl?
Good.
Oh, fine. It's fine.
We know you came to be on our sister station. We said, get on over here really fast. Come on, tell us what's going on.
Well, I'm on the Colt 45's flagship station now, so I think that makes a lot more sense.
It does to me.
Yeah, because tonight is the CASA Safe at Home night, so it's our turn to have a benefit night at the Colt 45's game. The thing I want to mention, though, is that this is presented by friends of the program, North State Security. They have done a great thing for us again this year where they have sponsored $100 for every home run hit home or away by the Colt 45s. And they also do this thing called the North State Security Grand Slam Inning. So if a Colt 45s player hits a Grand Slam in the ninth inning of any game, then they'll add an additional $500. Well, the last game, Braxton Phillips, bottom of the ninth, Colt 45s down by two. He sent a hanging curveball into the night, over the net and into the parking lot of the Safeway gas station for a walk-off grand slam. So the fans were happy.
When did this happen?
This was their last game just a couple of days ago. And he's leading the team in home runs. He's a Chico State kid. And I think if you add that $500 that, you know, that swing of the bat helped with the program and all the other home runs they've hit so far, North State Security has ponied up about $2,000 for that program so far. So it's been a really fun
That's fantastic.
Experience. So tonight.
Yeah, it's just another night yep. that, it's, you know, this is what the Colt 45s do. They partner up with so many different people, veterans, organizations, all 501s, all nonprofits. They split the proceeds with them.
That's right.
This is great.
And the Humboldt Crabs are coming to town tonight.
The Crabs against the 45s, and tell me there's not going to be a bench clearing brawl. Just
yeah.
tell me that's not going to happen.
Jake, we really so love your heart. Yeah,
thank you,
and your family's heart. You know, just how much you extend yourselves to the community mm-hmm. and what you do. So I want you to know as you leave the station today that, you know, we acknowledge and thank you so much for that.
Well, it's meaningful for us growing up here in Reading. You want to see the town succeed, and it starts with the kids, and that's why CASA is so important. And thank you
it
for
is.
Your support of the community as well. Have a great day, guys.
All
you
right,
bet. Thanks a lot, Jake.
Thanks so much.
You know,
oh, my goodness.
You know, so many great things going on here. You know, we've had, you know,
good people.
Pet of the Week, Haven Humane.
Had a lot of spirit in here.
We're talking Cascade Theater. In between, we hit some world events that's going on. And now we have another great talent, another huge talent that's here in Reading. People think, oh, it's just a little backwater town. It's not. We have a lot of talent.
I'll take that backwater any day.
Yeah, I tell you what, if it's like this, I mean, I've been in much bigger cities that it just there was nothing going on, and nobody had the feeling of community like they do here. And our next guest is one of the reasons that this community has such a feeling and is known as one that wants to help, reach out and help people.
Good morning, and welcome to the show, the one and only. You've heard so much about this gentleman lately and the project he's doing. Nigel Skeet, welcome to the show.
Hello.
And, gosh, you know, you had this idea, you know, let's share with our listeners. We're going to do a few, like, brought to you bys, and let's come back, and then, boom, let's unfold with who is Nigel Skeet. What are you doing? What's happening in that station, that studio over there in the corner? You know, what's been launched? There's a big rumble going on, and we all want to, like, be in on the something that's being built and launched right here out of Reading.
We love rumbles.
Well,
we rumbles.
Well, you know, with all these things going on, and things have been going on in the last couple of weeks, you know, between grandkids and being over the top.
Our grandkids.
Anything from poker nights, which, by the way, I managed to walk out with a huge winner in the game last night that we have down at the BFW. I won a quarter after 3 hours. But that's okay. I mean, I didn't. At one point I was down, but then I came back. I came storming back with, you know, we played a 7-card no peeky, and which had nothing to do with skill. And I won that, got me going. So I'd rather be lucky than good. But all these things we're doing all ends up with one thing.
Sleep.
Part of the three pillars of
health. It's a beautiful segue.
Sleep, diet, exercise.
Sleep, diet, exercise. And so we really feel blessed that we are the owner of a Sleep Number bed. And it's nice that depending on your day, let's say you've been out at the lake, or maybe you've decided to go to the gym and you're preparing for maybe a small marathon or whatever you're doing, you know, sometimes you want your mattress to be a little firmer, or let's say less firm. So you have the ability to do that with your Sleep Number dual control.
Dual air. And it's one of the, it's rated, the mattress itself is rated number one by Consumer Reports. It's American made. And we've used it. And we don't talk about things unless we use it. Or we don't have live reads unless we truly believe in it. And we believe in a Sleep Number bed. And my Sleep Number setting is 50. I moved mine up. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is
45.
45. I've changed hers around a little bit because you can do that. And with the new Sleep IQ technology, where all you have to do is sleep, it also reads how you sleep. And it can send you a couple messages in an app or however you want it to be done on your phone or however. But the big thing, though, is that your sleep is so much better. And how do you get this? How do you get this sleep? How do you get a mattress like this? Well, you head over down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go talk to Brian, Janice, or any of the top professionals in there. State-of-the-art store. You're going to go in there. They're going to show you what your Sleep Number is and how you can feel, how much better you can feel with this. And right now, you're going to get some of the lowest prices of the season, and you can save $400 on the final closeout of a queen or king Sleep Number C4 mattress set. But you've got to go down to the Sleep Number store, Target Shopping Center. Tell them we sent you, and I guarantee you, you're going to love it. We're going to take a break now, and we come back. Nigel Skeet's with us, and we're going to talk about what exactly is a homeless rock star.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for logging shake oil. We have it in 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations at the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive Chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's 8:17 in the morning. It's 81 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods out on 299 in Deschutes in Bella Vista. They've got it all. This is Friday, so they've got the barbecue going, over 1,000 cold drinks, free ice, free 7-pound bag of ice with any 18-pack. Or larger. They've got it all. Charcoal, propane, everything you need to get out to the lake. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. Locally owned, locally operated, father-son operations. They've been in the area for 80 years, the family has, and they do great work. Mighty Fine Foods, 299 in Deschutes in Bella Vista, California. Okay, our guest, Nigel Skeet, who is the rock star photographer. And let's talk about Nigel. Nigel, obviously, you didn't start from here.
Nope.
From around here.
Got that British accent.
Yep.
So how did you get to Reading? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I was born in England, grew up in Amsterdam, Holland, moved to L.A. when I was about 20 years old. I've been a rock and roll photographer ever since I was 14. The very first concert I ever went to was AC/DC. And for those of you old enough, that was with Bon Scott as a singer. Took my camera, and that was it. It was game over for me. And by the time I was 17, I was having Rock and Roll Pictures published, and that just kind of became my life. The whole rock and roll industry, that was my world.
So when you've photographed a lot of all the big acts.
A lot of the big acts.
Yeah, nobody can do all. But who are you closely associated with, would you say?
Well, in the old days, I would say I landed in L.A. at the beginning of the hair metal phase. So back on the Sunset Strip days, it was definitely Motley Crue and Poison and Guns N' Roses and all that.
How was that lifestyle back then? Because right now they've done, I don't know if you've seen these, they've done documentaries of all these big groups. Yes. And they talk about from the time they started and they bring it all the way up to now. And they are just brutally honest with each other.
Yes.
I mean, how most of them are still alive is, it's hard to understand because they partied hard.
They did. But
you were the designated driver.
I was actually the designated driver for some of these bands back in the 80s.
Because you said you just didn't care to indulge in the... And so here you're still standing, and now you're creating, like, a lifetime, something that's... Wow, it's almost like a new beginning, launching of a new life.
It is. And I actually never thought it would happen this way.
Okay, so let's go back to tell our listeners about how you were in L.A., because I think this kind of segues to the feeling of, what clicked in your head when you saw a lot of the homeless situation here. Let's go back and tell our listeners about what you were working with the DA or you were working with at Skid Row. Yeah. Along with an organization out of Los Angeles. What was that?
Right. So even though in L.A. it was all rock bands and movie stars, I also got into the L.A. politics. And at the same time, I had my own office in the L.A. City Attorney's office. I was the L.A. City Attorney's photographer in some of the media stuff. And one of the things we were working on was the problem on Skid Row. And that was huge, right? Thousands of people living in boxes and dealing with the gangs and the drug trafficking and homicides and all that kind of stuff. So when I did move to Reading, I was under the radar for 4.5 years, and then I decided to open a studio in downtown Reading. And one of the first things somebody said to me was, you've got to be careful of that homeless problem around here. And I just kind of looked around, and obviously my frame of reference is Skid Row and some of the other big cities around the world. And I just kind of looked around and said, what problem? And it just kind of struck me as bullying. It just struck me as wrong, So I decided I was going to do something very casual about it. I didn't expect it to blow up on a national, international scale. But I decided I was going to maybe grab a few homeless people from around the park, and bring them into the studio and photograph them like I would a rock star, and interview them like I would a rock star, because everybody wants to know everything there is to know about a rock star. So let's flip the tables.
Okay, so have you been? What kind of response have you been getting from people who, maybe consider somebody who's homeless as just a nuisance? Like, are they seeing, like, well, wow, maybe I'm wrong, and everybody needs a chance? I mean, what's happening on all levels? What would you say if you had to take a sentence and describe what kind of response you've been getting for this project?
Well, that's kind of varied. I mean, for me personally, it's been extremely eye-opening. I mean, in L.A., the homeless problem is truly overwhelming. I mean, there's thousands of people, and it's a hard thing to crack. The big learning experience that I've gotten out of this is how vast that community is. When you walk into the Mission at 5:30 at night, at dinner time, there's a giant slice of life, okay? And we just lump everybody in together. When you walk in there... you got some of the tweakers and some of the ones that are mentally ill, but the vast majority of them are single moms, kids, seniors, veterans, just normal people who have fallen on hard times. So it's a giant slice of life in there, and I think the problem we have is that we just don't take the time to separate and find out who these people are as individuals.
Okay, so let's ask about, you've got an event coming up you've done one where you've done the photo, like a photo session already, and what's happened with that? Because you've got something coming up at the Stirring next week that is, where you're going to have 50 homeless kids. Share with our listeners what that's about.
Yeah. So all of our events have been at the studio so far. And then I decided in my infinite wisdom to book an event in L.A. on August 18th. And figured that was going to be our first event outside of our comfort zone. So I decided to do another casual event here in town before we went down to L.A. So went to the Stirring. The people at Stirring are amazing. And I just asked them if we could use their venue. And I said, well, let's do a youth event. Let's see how many homeless kids we can get. And turns out there's hundreds.
You have statistics here that blew my mind. I think that's one of the things that I wanted to drive home today. Or both Carl said, let's have Nigel on, and not just do we want him for the full hour this morning. Let's talk about this event. You have said that there's really not any reliable statistics study find because kids just won't admit that they're homeless.
Correct.
In the majority. Situations vary, but high school becomes a safe place.
High school becomes their safe place, and safer than home, safer than home. That does become the safe place. And I was surprised that there are many kids in this community who go to high school during the day and then sleep under a bridge at night. Or at the mission, or 10, 12 to a motel room, or however they're surviving, right? But a lot of them will not admit that they're homeless. They will put on paper on their forms that they live with mom and dad, when in reality they don't.
Really? So now how did you find the 50 kids that you're going to be interviewing and taking pictures for? Is it through Jonathan at the mission, or how'd they come to you?
So the big thing is taking their pictures and having them being able to express themselves. And then we have a number of college-age kids coming in to interact with these homeless kids. And so because they're – in the previous events, everything was structured around the shelter, and it's easy to organize that. Because the kids are spread out all over the city. There are some at the mission. There are some in motel rooms. There are some couch surfing with their friends and the whole yard. So we just did – we've done an underground community outreach. And one of the things that's been very good about this whole project is me and our team, we have, like, this credibility, thank you, thank the Lord, within the homeless community. Like, they love what we're doing. And so we have a few people within the homeless community themselves who are spreading the word and who are coaching these kids out to come and participate.
You know, there was a kid playing basketball up in Weaverville that they were not going to let him play because it had something to do with eligibility, about his address.
Yep.
Well, he was homeless.
Yep.
And he was living in a car or something like this. And so when you think, you know, so they made the decision, you know what, this kid plays. Because
yep.
The whole town turned out, you know, was behind him. But you don't like to think that we've got, now are these kids that are the homeless kids, are they living with their parents who are homeless, or are they just on their own at this point?
There are actually some families living at the mission. Like, entire families are homeless with their kids. But and I've spoken to some of the kids, and actually later on this afternoon, I'm going to have a quote-unquote private meeting with a bunch of these homeless kids who have some concerns about what's going to happen on Wednesday and, like, how's this going to unfold. And a lot of these kids are scared.
Are they afraid they're going to be found out?
They're afraid they're going to be found out. They didn't know what to expect. But the big thing is with the kids that I found out is trust. They don't trust adults because the adults are the first ones who let them down in the first place. Okay, so they just don't trust adults.
Yeah, and so here's a stranger that wants to maybe because they've been used too.
They've been used and abused and
exploited.
And some of their stories are actually crazy. There's this one kid. He's now 21 and. He's one of the first homeless kids that we photographed back in November, and he's actually become a friend of ours, and he's amazing. But his by doing this, you know, we'd never ask them why they're homeless to begin with. We just don't go there. We're strictly trying to extract their humanity and all that kind of stuff. And maybe down the road we can find out what the story is. But this particular guy, he's 21. His story is when he was 6, his mom decided not to pick him up from preschool one day, ever again.
She has left.
She just left. She called the preschool and said car broke down and she can't make it, and she never showed up. So here's this kid. He's 6, right?
No father.
And no father. And you get shuffled around through the foster system until nine, and then he gets adopted and all that, you know? So what do you do with that? You know,
what extreme sense of abandonment, I'm sure. Like, what, you know, would you think, like, well, why didn't you like me? Why didn't you want me? And is she dead?
Well, exactly. But, you know, from a developmental standpoint, I think, you know, anywhere between 0 and 4 or 5, it probably doesn't, 4, I don't know if it goes registered, but somewhere between 5, 6, and 10 or 12, I mean, that's going to mess with your head. By the time you're 14, 15, you have some kind of survival skills going on, you know.
So it's that time between that, you know, that 5-year-old and to that 12-year-old that this can really screw you up.
So now that we're dealing with, you know, 14 through 19-year-olds, kind of like that, we're dealing with kids who are on pure survival. That's all they do. They don't even think with the front of their brain.
Okay. Our guest is Nigel Skeet, who his way of helping with the homeless and the homeless population and homeless problem is he photographs them. And he shows that people are more than just what they look like. He shows that they are, you know, that brings the humanity back into who the homeless are. And we're going to have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. It's 112 out there today, my friends. Perhaps your air conditioner, if it's not working perfectly, probably needs to be looked at. Maybe those filters cleaned or just worked on. Alliance Heating and Air can take care of any type of heating and cooling systems. Guarantees and warranties are offered. Plus, if you have an emergency, they'll get there. If it's humanly possible, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to get you cooled down again, give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. They are our guys. And Martin just does, and his people just do outstanding work. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
They've been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl on the Bot. AC/DC, Back in Black. 8:33 in the morning. It's 82 degrees out there, going up to 112. Weather always brought to you. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time there because you get great haircuts at great prices. I'm getting down there today. It's Man's Last Stronghold. That's right. Better-known business where discounts for seniors and veterans. The Cheers of Barbershops. Our guest today, Nigel Skeet, who is taking this town by storm, if I can say that. Well, it's true, Nigel. I mean, you came in here, and then if anybody doesn't know who you are or what you've done, it's because they're just not paying attention.
Wonderful photographer.
World-class photographer whose life, early life, when he got to Los Angeles, was doing the heavy rock bands, AC/DC, Motley Crue, all these. But then got into the kind of a political side of it for a while, and then that's when he realized that there's this huge homeless problem. And he started then, and now he's gotten up here to Reading. He's moved up here to raise his children. And he sees the problem we have with the homeless here. And so what he did was he stepped right back into it and said he started the photography. And it was the homeless rock star type. And mm-hmm. he took these people that you look on the streets and you kind of look away because, frankly, they're kind of like furniture yep. out there. You don't notice them unless they're doing something strange or laying mm-hmm. there. And what Nigel did was he brought him in, and with La-Di-Da hairstyling.
Bethany Hill.
They did their makeup.
Makeover.
A makeover with clothing and everything, and then Nigel took photos.
Yeah.
And this has been an impetus to start people on the road to, giving confidence to themselves. And now Nigel's working on another series of photographs with kids.
Yes,
with the homeless kids out there, yeah. and this is getting national reviews here.
Yes, we're getting national attention at this point, which right. is very surprising to me, but I'll take it.
Why would it be surprising?
Truthfully, it's been surprising because it's been so easy to seriously, is this all it takes to contribute to somebody is to. Just pay attention to them one-on-one. I mean, that's been the surprising thing to me. So we just had a national story on Good News Network, and they actually asked me to go find some of the original rocks, we call them rock stars, that we photographed in November and ask them some specific questions about what happened in November. And so I tracked them down, some amazing people, and I asked specific questions, I told them ahead of time, I don't expect you to remember, back in November, but one of the questions was, how did you feel before taking your picture and how did you feel afterwards? And I was amazed at even to this day, how much that influenced them, and it changed their lives, And one of the things they said was when they come and participate in our thing is that people actually treat them like human beings and take the time to have to find out who they are one-on-one. And the homeless population, they're just not used to that. They're not used to members of the general public actually having a quote-unquote normal conversation with them, finding out who they are, just like you and I would. Okay, we kind of take our conversations for granted, but they never have them. So
they have them probably among themselves.
They have them amongst themselves.
That's a limited group there.
Yes, but most of their conversations are about survival.
Yeah.
And so here we have members of the community coming in and actually taking the time to find out who these people are, what their mm-hmm. qualities are, what their passions are. And it turns out they all have this. Turns out, especially some of the older ones, they have these exact same stories you and I have and the exact same life experiences.
Well,
there's been a change. Yeah. There's just, somewhere in there was something that.
Something clicked
Something clicked somewhere that put them off
yep.
into a different realm yep. there.
And sometimes it's something very simple.
Well, for instance, just for our listeners, as they're, getting in and out of their cars or they're listening to this story, you had a second round of pictures yep. that you took, and you had, some of the people from our community where you gave us a questionnaire, and one of it was, let's not talk about why you're here. Let's just talk about, and you wanted us to take each person aside. When I took Christine and found out You know, like, what's your favorite, you know, music? What's your best accomplished? What's your favorite food? Where would you like to go in life? But nothing about, woe is me. What are your hardships? Why are you here? Well, come to find out, Christine was a singer. She grew up and was with a jazz band and a jazz ensemble. And because of your incredible faith and love and surrounding people with trying to achieve their goals, next you know, Christine is off at the Civic Center doing a complete song to audition for The Voice.
Yeah, and that was easy.
Well,
that was great.
But that's when things fall in order in a divine, like a divine, like,
but
timing.
Exactly. But you know what? The whole Civic Auditorium thing was actually also a testament to this community, because I've had so much community support. And so even for this youth event now, Karen Hoyt, Shasta Regional Medical Center, they've actually they're actually sponsoring us. It's been amazing.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is a stand-up group here that helps this community in a lot of ways that probably nobody even knows about, and this is one of them.
Yeah, they're amazing. They actually stepped up here and said this is amazing, and so
they reached out.
They've gone above and beyond, and others too. You know, where United Way is our fiscal agent, they believe in this.
So the event is happening at the Stirring.
Yes.
July 1st.
Yes.
From 12 to 5.
Yes.
And you're going to be photographing, and Bethany's going to be doing hair, and you have a group of more of the teens. But you have talked about how the rock stars, because we call it the homeless rock stars, but there's a video, songs. The rock star community is coming around this project.
Yes. The actual music industry in and of itself is starting to take note on this. And very quick order. So I made some phone calls, and some of my old rock star connections they got it. Because, you know, rock and roll musicians are always the underdog. They've always been the underdog, and these homeless peeps are always the underdog. You know? So they relate. You know?
Right.
So, and so we've got somebody coming up. We're going to talk about that.
Yes. So one of my good friends is Shim from the band Sick Puppies. And very early on, he loved this whole thing. And he's written a theme song for us. It's called I'm a Rock Star. And has a great production team down in L.A. And so he's actually coming up on July 1st, and we're going to start. He's going to start interacting with all the kids and talking them up, and we're going to start shooting a music video for the song.
You know, if you can just have one, two, three, how many of this group of people that just pull themselves out of this or somehow get involved with something where you get can become a cycle.
Right.
If you can break the cycle and I can do more, I can get in this group that is going to raise me out of, instead of being, I don't know, you just, at a point I would think that there's probably, I want to say the word victim, we don't want to say victim, but I mean, of your situation, how do you raise up out of that? So this is a light that's helping people get out and figure out other ways to connect to be in society,
right,
and feel worthy.
Right. So the fun thing about all this is that it's going to be the rock and roll crowd, the real rock and roll crowd, that's going to come and rally around this and pull these kids out. Because when they're kids, you know, we're going to create some avenues for the self-expression. If there are any musicians, you know, in this group, you know, we have some guitar companies standing by, we have some musicians standing by, and let's tap into that creativity that they may have, and, you know.
You know, do you remember that "Let's Save the World" or "Save the World" commercial?
We are,
you know,
the world. Yes,
that kind of thing. It's maybe this is maybe the impetus for something like that, where we can go out and help kids.
Yeah, but we'll do that. We'll do that same thing, but more of like a Metallica style.
A Metallica style. Well, okay, so you know,
we'll throw some anger in there.
Okay, can I have some, find me some hair, Savannah, that I can wear.
You need hair and Aquanet. It's 110 out there, so the Aquanet might be
good. Okay, the Aquanet, just spray it. I'm going straight up here, right?
Don't spray any can right now in this heat. You'll have fire.
It just goes.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take a little bit of an early break here because I want to come back and talk about the future here. And some of the things that you've got going, and some of the things that, you know, the city of Reading obviously has embraced you, and the rock the rock world now said, whoa, we want to hop in on this. But there's obviously got to be plans for the future, and I know that you're thinking about something. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure you are.
Maybe.
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani and his wife started this company 6 years ago during not what you call the best time in the economy, but they have prospered and flourished because they believe that personal service, that service to the customer is so important. All their people are trained on how to just provide great service to the customers walking in, and they also pride themselves on having any type of long gun or pistol that you could possibly want, ammo and shooting accessories. Locally owned, right here in town, Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. Give them a call at 222-8222. There's always a sale going on down there. Great people. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms. Our guest, Nigel Skeet. Rockstar, the homeless rock stars, and more. We'll be right back.
A true country star, Lori Morgan, live in concert. Are you ready for this country, fans? Friday, July 10th at 7:30 p.m. inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see country sensation Lori Morgan perform her timeless hits, such as Good As I Was to You, Something in Red, Watch Me. Lori Morgan has sold over 6 million records worldwide, charted 14 top 10 hits, 12 recorded albums, and 4 Female Vocalist of the Year awards. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $20. $20. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Lori has remained true to herself, unshakable, a singer, songwriter, a worldwide entertainer. Do not miss your chance to see Lori Morgan live in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, July 10th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Friday, 26th of June. That was Sick Puppies. And their lead singer is going to be up here on July 1st to work with Nigel Skeet and his homeless rock stars. We're talking teenagers, though, up here that day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River. And Linda and Ladybot and the Bluebirds are going to be performing there. Next Thursday, in fact.
July 2nd, 243-3377.
You need to get reservations, and Joe
Larson
is going to be there.
Phenomenal trombonist will be special guest, and of course the jazz trio. And there's a special menu, and we're going to probably do a couple patriotic songs as well as Bruce Kalin is plays tuba. So we're going to probably do a little like New Orleans jazz,
yeah.
A couple jazz tunes. We're going to mix it up. And that's what we do every Thursday that we perform there. So July 2nd, come hang out with us. My folks are coming up too. It's my dad's 84th birthday.
And you haven't lived till you've seen her mom go out there dancing. 243-3377. You want to get reservations because it fills up down there. Our guest is Nigel Skeet, who has been the one that's done the besides being a world famous photographer, and came to Reading because he chose to come to Reading,
yep,
to live. He started the Homeless Rock Stars photography exhibits and reaching out. Now, Nigel, I asked you during the break. Okay, so you photographed these people. So what? What happened?
So, quite a large number of them, just by doing what we did, it instills a sense of self-esteem, hope, courage, however you want to put it, and they pick themselves up and split and go get their lives back.
Okay. And, one of them was a young lady?
One of them was Jessie, and she's actually our poster child. She's actually on the pictures, on our logo and everything. So she was one of the very first people we photographed. Turned out she was 19. She was living at the mission. She came in, and we just treated her like a rock star. And I didn't think anything of it. And next thing you know, get a message from her mom saying, wow, this is amazing. You treated her like a rock star, and thanks to you and the mission, you know, she had the courage to come home. And we have our daughter back. And that was it. And so she actually went back up to Washington State. And now the interesting thing about Jessie is, so we found out by inquiring who this young lady is, that one of her accomplishments was getting a full-ride scholarship for baking. So we just kind of stayed in touch and inquired whether she was still into the whole culinary thing, and absolutely. And then I invited her to come be part of our team. So she is actually now part of our Homeless Rockstars team. She came down in April and catered the April 17th event. And she's also now coming back down this week. And she's going to be catering our youth event. So she's actually going to be serving those amongst whom she lived.
All right.
That's
what
wonderful.
About, now, that's your poster child. But what about the others? You said a lot of them just all of a sudden went, oh, it's time to change my life.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I mean, still get messages. That was amazing. Thank you. I finally had a sense of self-worth, and I feel like I can do this. And they split, and sometimes we never hear from them again. Sometimes we just get this farewell message saying, thank you, that was amazing, that's all I needed. And,
wow.
Some are still there at the mission, some of the originals, because they don't have anywhere to go. And this becomes their community, and some of the older ones specifically.
Yeah.
They're there to protect some of the younger ones. It's actually kind of funny how that whole tribal thing kind of works.
Well, now when you look at what's happening July 1st at the Stirring, is that you're doing 50, you're taking pictures and interviewing, and you've got the guy from the Sick Puppies for kids. And it's a whole, it's a different mindset for the kids. Like you were saying, it's staggering how many homeless kids there are. It's really even hard to give the numbers because many of them don't come forward and say they're homeless, and high school is your place of refuge. Then they go home and they don't have a home. They go sleep under a bridge.
Right. And so they have nobody motivating them or paying attention to them as who they are as individuals. So that's what we want to do. And if we can catch some of the younger ones, hopefully we can, as we put it, permanently interrupt their path to homelessness. And
interrupt their path to homelessness. I like that.
Yeah, so let's just pull them
That's
out.
That's a good, like, sentence, again, that just is kind of the mission statement.
It is. Let's do it. I mean, we can do this.
Right. You know? Well, you're
but,
doing
But the kids are going to be tougher because they are completely locked down. They don't think with the front of their brain. They are strictly functioning from the back of their brain, which is complete survival.
Because reasoning's in the front of the brain, and when your blood fills up the front of your brain, you don't think anyway, no matter who it is. Just a little psychological thing that we talk about. Future.
Yes.
Where are we heading?
So we're doing L.A. on August 18th.
Okay.
And then we have Seattle planned and Portland and San Francisco.
Now, these are people in all these different places.
We're going to go to these cities, and we're going to do a Homeless Rock Stars event.
Now, does somebody line them up for you?
We actually have some people in some of those cities now that are starting to coordinate with the various shelters. And we're going to make sure we do them in rock clubs in those cities. So, like in L.A., we're doing it at the Whiskey A Go-Go.
And not quite sure which one we picked out in Seattle or San Francisco. But rock clubs, I mean, that's where rock stars
probably Coffee A Go Go in Seattle.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Coffee, yeah.
The this is being underwritten. Or people are helping with this, right?
Well, to be honest with you, right now, our the amazing team that we have, like you know, Bethany and Lindsay and all that kind of stuff, is that they've all been volunteering.
Okay.
And me personally, I'm almost bankrupt. So, yeah.
I know you put a lot of money into this.
Yes, yes.
And time.
It's kind of crazy.
Time.
But we're finally there. Like, we actually have some people who see this as never been done before, mm-hmm. and they want to mm-hmm. jump on and let's make a difference.
Well, you're a wonderful photographer, and I haven't had pictures taken in a long time. And Savannah built my website. Nigel took the pictures. So I like to... I love to network people that I just think are fabulous and have their heart in the right place and I feel safe with, because both of these people have incredible integrity. And Nigel, I got to know you through Bethany Hill, and I connected with you right away. And, you know, not only your musical background, but where you're going and this dream, and people get excited when they think that they possibly could be a morsel of a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And you are creating a movement. This is a movement, ladies and gentlemen, that's happening. It just started not too long ago. Right. Maybe it's been in the back of your mind, but you started with, let me take some pictures of these guys. And next thing you know, you have these fabulous posters you're seeing. Then, of course, you saw Jake Mangus in here, Mike, and the Channel 7 was covering it. And it just has taken this role. And that's what happens when things become a phenomenon. It's another way of getting in and under the skin of people to try to figure out solutions and how to give people faith and believe in themselves again. It's a tough world that we live in. So it's not always easy to, especially if you don't have parental guidance.
Right. So that's the whole thing. Even though I used to say, you know, even though it looks kind of shiny from the outside, this whole project is, the moment you dip your toe into it, you realize it's very serious. And we're dealing with some broken people right out of the gate. And that needs to be respected. Absolutely, you know, it's not one of those.
And you know, it's not easy on you and the other people too, because you know there's manipulation going on here. They survive through manipulation of their atmosphere.
Some do.
And they've everybody manipulates up to a certain point, but some of them are, you know, have survived only through the fact that they are just like they're very astute, they're very bright many times. But they're here. So, but once they want to bring you into their world like that. So, Nigel, that must be tough. You're into that world, be able to step back out and then have to get back in there. I mean, do you ever feel like maybe you're stepping really deep in there?
Some of the stories get a little deep, and it can be a dark place. I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you know, Reading is relatively lightweight compared to where we're going. Like when we get into the homeless community in the Bay Area or L.A., I mean, I would say it's probably one of the most violent and aggressive pieces of our culture. I mean, it's horrible. So yeah, we're stepping in there.
Well, you were on Skid Row.
Yes.
I mean, if you were taking pictures on Skid Row, you were walking...
Well, then you just become overwhelmed because you just realize there's thousands of them. But, yeah, it's a dark place. But I think collectively we're doing a good job of stepping in there and just... But the key is right out of the gate is to treat these people just like you and me. And that's the key.
Is there is it time for to provide... You know, because all the stuff is coming up now. And you've got... one of the city council people looking at the homeless questions. There's people trying to build little houses, small houses for them. There's talks about putting a day center here for homeless to go into, like when it's 112 degrees or it's cold and rainy. All of these are just kind of touching on they're not going to the basic tenets of why they're there. This is just a way of housing them. A lot of times out of sight of people.
Well, so the whole thing about why, that's the interesting thing. That's been the interesting thing about me, because the why varies from person to person to person to person. I mean, in the mission, you have a lot of throwaways. I mean, you have senior citizens who literally have nobody. There's no family. There's no nothing. And they're living off of $300, $400 a month. And that's it. That's all they got. Right. and some of the kids too. So every single one has a different why they're there, you know. I think what we've done randomly is touch onto finding out who these people are individually and trying to spark that light so that they themselves can get out of this situation.
And it's a start for them.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you, Nigel Skeet. I think this is a great way to close our Friday. Now, let's ask, is there a place that where our listeners are listening and they maybe cannot make the stirring? And is there a website that's set up for donations to help with this project?
Yeah, that would be amazing. By the way, the because it's a youth event on July 1st, we're kind of keeping the actual event itself private.
Okay.
So
okay.
People just can't come to this. This is just for
but
the kids.
But if they wanted to donate, let's say, for the expenses of traveling and making this, I think this is like a big positive ball in the world we live in.
Yes.
So where would somebody...
So you can go to homelessrockstars.com, and there's a donate button, and that goes directly to United Way of Northern California. And they can donate directly through that.
Great.
And that'd be amazing.
Super. Well, Nigel Skeet.
Thank you.
Homeless rock star
Thanks
photographer.
For joining us.
When it started, now it's going nationwide. It's going nationwide, and it's and it should.
Thank you.
I mean, if
born
it,
out
if
of
changes,
Redding, California.
There you go.
Yes.
Another reason to live in Redding. Thanks so much for, by the way, for deciding that this is the place. And we walk outside,
Redding's
and it's 112. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nigel.
Thankfully, tomorrow it's going to be 101. So
thank
down.
You, Nigel.
All right. Okay.
Hey, have a great weekend.
Next week, we've got a lot of things heading in here next week. Beginning of July.
Tomorrow,
thousands of things happening.
Dancing with the Stars tomorrow night.
You can still get tickets at the Cascade Theater. You can go out to the city of Shasta Lake for a big celebration going out there for the state of Jefferson. A lot of things going on, but Dancing with the Stars still can get those tickets. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Washington. The Supreme Court issues a landmark ruling on so-called same-sex marriage.
This is a tragic day for religious liberty. It's a tragic day for America.
Ed Vitagliano with the American Family Association, the High Court, in a 5-4 split, rules homosexual marriage is legal in all 50 states. Attorney Kelly Fedorik with the Alliance Defending Freedom decries the ruling.
It rendered irrelevant and ignored the voices of thousands of Americans. Not only did it ignore the voices of Americans, of children, who deserve to know and to be raised by their mother and father, and rendered those voices irrelevant.
But President Obama calls the decision a big step in the nation's march toward equality. He says it's a victory for America.
This decision affirms what millions of Americans already believe in their hearts. When all Americans are treated as equal, we are all more.